Off the Ball, GAA.
Hugs are not allowed in hurling, lads. Seamus might disagree with me and say it was soft, but he stood him up, but he had his hands around him and he literally hugged him.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, Manchester United's part owners Ineos are to further shrink their sporting portfolio. Bohemians target the signing of an Ireland under-21 international. And Pep Guardiola assesses Manchester City's chances of Champions League progress tonight at the Bernabeu. But first, Brendan Rodgers has expressed his pride in Celtic's performance at the Allianz Arena last night. They levelled their Champions League playoff with Bayern Munich through a Nicholas Kuhn goal just after the hour mark. But just as they were about to go to extra time, substitute Alphonso Davies levelled for Bayern on the night and won them the tie. Despite the disappointment, Rodgers says Celtic can build upon last night's showing.
I think your European credibility was always going to be important for us this season. That's my takeaway from this campaign over the 10 games. We learned some valuable lessons along the way. We played some amazing football along the way, and we've taken a club of this size and magnitude, and you know, a club where one of the players is maybe more than our budget to buy players, what they might be on in salary. So that's, and everything that comes with that, it allows us to build. I think last year I felt that we had developed, even though we never got the points. I thought performance-wise it was good. I think this season has been very good. We've made the progress that made me want to come back. And now we've got to finish the season off strong. Got two titles to go for. Get into the Champions League next season. Look to build the squad again. My unswerving plan is to make this a season club at this level where we can go and really hurt big opponents like Bayern Munich.
But Rodgers feels Celtic should have had a free kick just prior to Bayern's crucial goal.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of probably our inexperience at this level. Upamecano's clever. He picks him up because if he stays down and it was a knock on the head, I felt the referee should have gave the free kick anyway, or certainly stopped the game. Maybe a more experienced player or team might have stayed down, and then the referee has to stop the game. But he didn't. He played on, and then eventually, obviously, they get the goal. So we were disappointed that we obviously didn't get that in the build-up.
Bayern's reward is a last 16 tie with either Bundesliga rivals Bayer Leverkusen or Atletico Madrid. Club Brugge are in the last 16 for the first time since 1993, thanks to a 5-2 aggregate win over last season's Europa League winners Atalanta. Feyenoord drew 1-1 with 10-man AC Milan at the San Siro to advance 2-1 in aggregate and could play Inter or Arsenal next. Well, there was a thrilling 3-3 draw at the Estadio de Luz, where Benfica scored twice in the final quarter hour to edge out Monaco 4-3 on aggregate. Barcelona or Liverpool await the Lisbon club. Pep Guardiola admits he's feeling more optimistic about Manchester City's chances of progress tonight. They're at the Bernabeu looking to overturn a 3-2 first leg deficit at holders Real Madrid. Guardiola's been boosted by having injury concerns. Erling Haaland, Jack Grealish, Ruben Dias and Nathan Ake all train ahead of tonight's second leg. Given City's position in the Premier League, Guardiola's been asked if this season marks the final chance for some of his players in the Champions League.
I would like to answer you, but it will be at the end of the season. Still, we have a lot to play to qualify for the Champions League next season. Of course, Europe right now, still we are there. FA Cup, the World Cup, and the end of the season, we take the decision.
This could be their last chance.
This season?
Yes.
Yeah. If we don't go through, definitely is the last chance. If we go through, we have another one. So, but in terms of the players for the future, no, the decision is not being made because it will depend how the performance will be until the end of the season.
Kickoff at the Bernabeu is 8 o'clock at the same time. Juventus take a 2-1 lead to PSV Eindhoven and PSG resume 3-0 up at home to fellow league outside Brest. It also appears to be a formality for Borussia Dortmund from 5:45. They have a 3-0 lead ahead of their home leg against Sporting. Aston Villa boss Unai Emery says the top four finish remains their goal this season. They welcome Premier League leaders Liverpool to Villa Park tonight, knowing a win would take them within 3 points of the Champions League places. A win for Liverpool would move them 10 points ahead of Arsenal, and Emery says their opponents are the toughest they could face right now.
They are the best team in Premier League. They are the best team in Europe, and of course being very difficult. Our challenge, how we can face them, how we can respond with our qualities against them.
Bohemians are rumoured to be keen on the loan signing of Ireland under 21 defender Sean Graham. The 21-year-old started his career at Bowes before he moved to Palace in 2022. Graham spent the second half of last season on loan at Carlisle and has played every minute of Palace's last dozen Premier League 2 matches. Bowes yesterday allowed Keane Byrne to join Galway United on loan until the end of June. Rob Cornwall and Lee Kavanagh started Sunday's win over Shamrock Rovers, but Byrne's temporary departure has led to speculation of a return for Graham. Ineos are to further shrink their sporting portfolio, having entered talks to end a sponsorship deal with Tottenham early. The move mirrors a decision by Manchester United's part owners that's resulted in legal action being taken against them by New Zealand Rugby. Ineos signed a 5-year deal with Spurs to become their 4x4 partner in 2022, but according to the Mail, amicable negotiations are underway to end that contract early. The petrochemicals company's been reducing its sporting imprint of late. They've removed Olympian Ben Ainsley as their America's Cup sailing team principal and skipper. And Arsenal have recorded a loss for the year ending in May of 2024 of £17.7 million. That's down from a figure of £52.1 million the previous year. Arsenal recorded record revenues of €606.6 million, with broadcast revenue jumping by £50 million. They showed a profit on player trading of £52.4 million, but their wage bill stands at almost £328 million.
Remember one game, we were at Hull. We played against Wolves, 1-0 up at half-time, cruising. Phil Brown's the manager at the time. He's like just delighted with the first-half performance. The last thing he said to us when we were going out to go out for the second half, lads, first 15 minutes, just, you know, do your jobs, keep it tight. Within probably 2 minutes of the second half, Wolves had equalised against us. So everything that he'd said at half-time didn't register with us. We come in after the game, and he is in full mode, hammering the lads. So he's going for one or two of the players. You did this, you did that, what are you doing? And all this sort of thing. Yeah. Right at the very end, he said, lads, you lot go out and perform like that in front of me. The next England manager, lads. Come on, not with you, shower of...